We are closing in on the More Than Pink Walk, which is the reimagined race for the cure. The date is Sunday, September 22nd at Waterfront Park. And today we're going to find out about the community pillar, one of the four pillars of Komen Oregon's work in the battle against breast cancer. We have Alice Fern of Komen Oregon. Hi there, Alice.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in. The other pillars are research, care, and action. Tell me about the community pillar.
Sure. So the community pillar is quite special to us. This is the area of our work where we focus on supporting survivors and forever fighters. For those who don't know, that's those living with metastatic breast cancer. And we provide information and guidance to help them navigate their care journeys. And then it's also an area where we focus on providing people with opportunities to share their passion for the movement and compassion for each other.
And the sponsors for the community pillar are U.S. Bank and Les Schwab. We have Les Schwab store manager Travis Vanderhoof here to tell us more. Hi, Travis.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. And thank you for coming in. And thank you for being a supporter of Komen and the More Than Pink Walk. What store do you manage?
I manage the 122nd Division store in Southeast Portland.
And how long have you been with Schwab?
I've been with Schwab for about 20 years, yeah.
So about 20 years. Yeah. So did you start out as one of the guys who comes running out?
Yep. A young 23-year-old man went into a Les Schwab to find a job, and 20 years later, now I'm managing my own store through some internal promotion. And yeah, it's a great place to work, great place to have a career and help me raise my family.
Well, so. Schwab is a great company and active in the community. Les Schwab has been a Komen supporter for a long time. Tell me why their work is important to your company.
Yeah, it's very important for us to support. You know, we've been supporting them since 2002, and just to be there as the community pillar sponsor. You know, we have a number of team members that volunteer at the tent itself, you know, with they're not participating in it. You know, we're a proud sponsor of that incredible organization to, you know, fight this devastating disease.
You know, a lot of us have friends and family who've been affected by breast cancer. Have you been touched by that in some personal way?
Yeah, absolutely have. You know, back in April of 2018, my mom was actually diagnosed with breast cancer. She went a couple of years without having a mammogram done, just kind of skipped it just for no other reason than just skipping it. And we were very fortunate that she didn't skip it that year, because they did find a couple of small lumps in there of some very aggressive cancer that they were able to, in June, do surgery with a lumpectomy and you know, through about 6 months of chemo once a week and about a month and a half or 5 weeks worth of radiation five times a day, eradicate that cancer. And, you know, had she not, you know, had that mammogram on a random whim, you know, it could have had, you know, a little bit different kind of an outcome. You know, just we're very happy, very fortunate that, you know, now as of June, she's been cancer-free for a full year.
So. Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's hard not to get emotional about, you know, just, I remember the phone call as I was driving home from work, you know, say, hey, you know, I got the text, I need to call you, kind of a thing. And, you know, so many thousands of people, on a daily basis get that phone call, and it's not a fun one to get, or they find out that news from that doctor. So, you know, it's very important as the community pillar for us to be able to raise awareness to where, you know, people will think, just think about it, just get out there and think about it and not push things off, you know, be aware of how devastating that can be to so many people. And that's, you know, part of the reason why I feel it's really super special that Les Schwab is a part of that community to pillar, to be able to raise awareness, you know, for this disease.
And something that you do, Les Schwab, is called Pink Friday. Tell me what Pink Friday is all about.
Well, Pink Fridays, during the month of September, every Friday, we have crew members that wear pink polos like I'm wearing today. And just to draw awareness to the Komen More Than Pink Walk. At my own store, we actually took one of each of our employees' uniform shirts home. And we got some synthetic pink dye and we put them in there. So every Pink Friday at the 122nd Division store, we'll have my entire crew in pink. And then myself and my sales and admin, Tanya behind the counter, we'll be wearing pink polos for the entire month. So it's just, you know, I wear pink for my mom, so it's super important to draw some attention, you know, to this great cause.
Oh, absolutely. And the work that Komen does is so important in helping women and men as well who are occasionally affected by it to get the treatment, to get the screening, and as you say, the awareness.
Right.
And
right.
Letting people know that you need to get checked. And if you have a problem, Komen is here to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And putting a big dent in the number of people who are affected by breast cancer and helping those who are affected by it is the work of Komen. Now, Alice Fern, tell me about the other pillars besides the community pillar.
Absolutely. So the research pillar is where we focus on investing in new research discoveries and treatment options that really could impact countless lives. And in care, we focus on addressing gaps in access to affordable, high-quality care so breast cancer patients can spend less time in the hospital and more time with their loved ones. With action, we focus on advocating for more research funding, critical patient protections, and support in the community across the nation. And that's also where we educate healthcare providers, policymakers, opinion leaders, and we empower patients and the public with fact-based information and guidance so they can make informed breast cancer decisions and take control of their own care.
And they're all supported by the More Than Pink Walk, and the whole purpose of that is fundraising. Tell me about the goals.
Yeah, so fundraising has helped us make incredible progress and continue to, you know, do transformative work. And since 1981, we've been able to fund services, programs, and groundbreaking research that has actually led to 35 new drugs being approved for treatment, a 40% decline in breast cancer mortality rates, and over 3.5 million breast cancer survivors currently living in the U.S. today. But there's still nearly 42,000 people who will lose their lives to breast cancer this year. And so there's a lot of work to do still. And we need our community members to come together and fundraise so that we can continue to do this work.
What is the goal for the event this year?
So our goal is to raise $600,000. And you can do that by signing up on KomenOregon.org and starting as a team captain. You can build your team. We have a ton of fundraising tips on our website.
Which is?
So our website is KomenOregon.org.
And the date is Sunday, September 22nd. That's Alice Fern from Komen. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Travis Vanderhoof of Lush Schwab, thank you for your support.
Absolutely. I just, and thank you guys for your support as well. And I just would encourage anybody out there to, on September 22nd, go out there and support the More Than Pink Walk. You know, you can do it by fundraising or just going out there and just being there. You know, any help that we can get to the bold goal to reduce deaths by 50% by 2026 is just greatly appreciated. And as Les Schwab, we're very proud to support Susan G. Komen and their work.